Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
White is not a color of camouflage except in a land of snow and ice. And yet, for the snowy egret, a bird that flies south to escape winter, it is the only color, observes writer Mark Seth Lender.
The snowy egret lands, the name and color of a substance she will never see. There on the muddy bank, still as chalk, her carved and ancient figure stands, stilting. Like Nike, she leaps, sailing into the bright, wide-winged above the shallow water where she feeds, so white sunlight seems shadow. What could be the purpose of such brilliance, snow in summer? Perhaps, in some prior life, this most strident, most absolute of colors kept her safe in a far and frigid land. And all these amazing feathers are only an artifact of dim Ice Age's past. Or, in the brief season between her comings and goings, this is her temporary color, as polished and transparent as paper made of rice, except there is no other phase than white when egret flies. There is fragility in all this. The bird, the salt marsh where she lands, even the turbulent sand. From the south, the assault comes by hurricane, each season earlier and more ferocious than the last. From the north, it is the melting, and where there is no flood, drought. There is no reprieve. As the brackish plain is silted out or altogether gives way, where will snowy egret go? How will she retreat from winter when winter itself is in retreat? When the sun pounds like the hammer to the anvil, all life is forged to the blow. The upper latitudes break away, the equator burns. North and north and north the southern creatures go, driven there by unfamiliar weathers. Life, once rare, becomes common. The common vanishes. Perhaps it is not camouflage, but survival of a more intense and personal kind which turns the egret white, reflecting not just light, but heat. Maybe she will be all right. What about us, I wonder?
Mark Seth Lender writes the syndicated column Salt Marsh Diary. To see some of his photographs and find out more about his writings, go to our website, loe.org. Just ahead, Lewis and Clark through the eyes of a lost lad and transformed into epic verse. Stay with us on Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.